Peter, thank you very much for joining me here at the World Economic Forum in Davos 2023. And this huge focus on sustainability we're seeing. In fact, one of the days completely dedicated to climate change, adaptation, mitigation, deep diving into climate solutions, almost like a mini COP27. Now, this speaks directly to your sweet spot, doesn't it?
It's fascinating to hear the fact that sustainability and climate is still so top of mind at the World Economic Forum. You know, as you would have heard, the world is facing numerous crises at the moment, driven by post-pandemic world, supply chains that have been disrupted, the war in Ukraine. And one wondered whether or not sustainability and climate would take a back seat in these discussions. With Europe facing an energy crisis brought on by the war, the belief is that, you know, climate is almost, or concerns around climate is a thing of the past. The transition that we're seeing to renewable energy would really, really take a back seat and have a setback. There's almost a view that renewable energy and fossil fuels can't coexist. The truth is they do coexist in the short term. Europe has to respond to the energy crisis. Yes, they will fire up some coal-fired power stations, but at the same time, they're accelerating the investment in renewables. And also we're seeing a lot of efforts and financing coming into the development of green hydrogen, which will in essence take the place that gas has now in providing energy to Europe. And so this crisis has really accelerated all of that, ironically. So it's very exciting to see that these commitments are still in place. You would have heard that John Kerry, the climate envoy, the US climate envoy, has made it clear that the US will stick to the 1.5 degrees. They're not going to move away from the 1.5 degrees. So it's all very, very encouraging for the world that notwithstanding all of these crises, these global issues are still front and center.
Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, obviously who played a key role in the COP27 discussions, here center stage at the World Economic Forum and still beating the drum hard around climate change. Let's talk a bit about energy generation. This is another big topic. Team South Africa is here in full swing. And of course, we can't ignore the load shedding. But I think what has become abundantly clear is that we are not alone in this environment and that the whole world, as you pointed out earlier, is looking to structure these reliable, cost-effective, sustainable energy systems for their respective populations. Talk to me about the solutions you are working on specifically in the Nedbank CIB fold here.
Thanks, Bronwyn. Yeah, what's interesting is that, you know, the energy crisis in Europe is brought about by not having energy independence. And we ironically have had energy independence in that we've had our own energy supply being thermal coal. The issue there is that our old generation, including our new generation, is largely failing. And it shows you the complexities of running an energy system with those technologies. The solution to Europe's problems and our own problems is renewable energy and the technologies that we now have to provide a more decentralized supply of power and more scalable and more easily deployed. So as Nedbank, we've been supporting renewable energy for a long time now. We've put a lot of effort into developing our financing expertise in that space. And we're seeing a lot of innovations around how energy is financed, how the contracting works. And that really is the medium to long-term answer to our energy crisis. It's not a short-term answer, there's no doubt. It takes a while to get those electrons onto the grid, but we need to start doing that. And we've been very excited last year being part of some of the groundbreaking projects which are now being developed. We see what we call the commercial and industrial space really taking off, where corporate South Africa are using their balance sheets to support the underpin for purchasing power from independent power producers, instead of what we had in the past, and we still have, but where government has to underpin those projects.
Do you believe that Nedbank is well placed to play a leading role in solving for our energy crisis?
I think we all need to play our part in this. We have two things. We have capital and we have financial expertise. And actually, thirdly, we have the capacity. We have a large energy team with you know, professionals that have been doing this for a very long time. And we often forget about that when we talk about what is required. Everyone talks about the capital and how much capital it is, but we forget you need a huge amount of human capital, capacity to do the project financing, which is very intensive. You need engineers, financiers, lawyers, all to pull together to really support closing these projects.